Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. One of my favorite quotes is from Middlemarch by George Eliot. And the quote says, "For the growing good of the world is partly dependent on unhistoric acts, and that things are not so ill with you and me as they might have been is half owing to the number who lived faithfully a hidden life and rest in unvisited tombs." There are many aspects of that quote that are striking to me. And I've been considering this quote for probably a couple years. But what I want to focus on today, the day before we enter into the great season of Lent, is that idea of living faithfully a hidden life. So the three pillars of Lent are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And some of the things that we do or sacrifice might be noticeable to others, but many of them won't be. And there's a great beauty in the ability we have to embrace this hidden life, this aspect of ourselves that maybe people don't fully see, but that is really and truly us. And to live that faithfully, and how if we do that, it doesn't just change ourselves, but it can change the whole world, and as this quote speaks of, can contribute to the good of many others. And so, as we enter into this Lent, I'm hopeful that our unhistoric acts will be the things that draw us even closer to becoming the saints that God desires us to be. That the small penances and sacrifices that we make will continually shape us in sanctity. And that even if nobody ever comes and visits our tombs, that how we lived and how we followed the Lord transformed the world around us, that our daily hidden yes was able to allow Christ to enter the world in a newer and deeper way. So I'm just going to read that quote one more time and then close us with a prayer. "For the growing good of the world is partly dependent on unhistoric acts, and that things are not so ill with you and me as they might have been is half owing to the number who lived faithfully a hidden life and rest in unvisited tombs." Let us pray. Lord, we ask for the grace to be able to live this Lent well, that you would allow us to enter deeply into prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, that you would grant us the grace to embrace this hidden life, to be able to sacrifice out of love for you, and to strive to become more like you, and to bear your image into the world. Lord, we ask for the ability to remain faithful to you, even in the midst of difficulties and struggles, in situations where we don't understand what's happening or why you would allow something. Lord, we ask that you would draw us ever more deeply into your sacred heart. Allow this upcoming Lent to be a time of entering more deeply into the life found within the Holy Family, and entering more deeply into the dwelling of the Holy Trinity within us. Lord, grant us the grace to become saints like you desire. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.